Tim Gossage in the chair for Dwayne Russell, the pipe. And, oh, well, Campbell Brown joins us, of course, on this Friday, SEN Track and AFL Nation commentator. Brownie, looking forward to it. And looking forward to tomorrow as well with yourself and Hoss Bensley on Winners from 10 o'clock on 7-2 on SEN Track. And, of course, trackside right across the week. It's all thanks to Hyundai Forklift, smart technology and safety that future-proofs your business. Let's go to Hawthorn, a club close to your heart. Ollie Hanrahan's the latest name to bite the bullet. Gee, the Hawks are in disarray, Campbell.
I wouldn't say they're in disarray. They know exactly what they're doing. But, yeah, they're making some bold moves, aren't they, through this trade period. And yeah, Ollie Hanrahan showed some real ability too. He was pretty raw when he first got to the club as a rookie. Was a former cricketer, so hadn't played a heap of football. But I thought he had, you know, some real talent there as an up-and-coming dangerous small forward. So that's a surprise, but clearly they're looking to the draft and wanting to get as many young kids in as they can.
Is there a honeymoon period for Sam Mitchell?
I think there always is with a new coach, but I think at Hawthorn there's just such a level of expectation for success. And I've always said that I would hate to be a former champion of a club going back to that club, because that level of expectation is already there from the members, because they know you. Like, it's been there with Collingwood, with Buckley, and at Brisbane with Michael Voss. James Hurd experienced it. So, yeah, it's going to be tough for Sam in the early stages. But the thing with Hawthorn is they know exactly where they're at. They've got a clear plan as to what they want to do, and that's be pretty aggressive with their draft picks, and all the players and administrators are aware of it going forward, so that there should be no surprises.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing the return of players like, of course, Jager O'Meara, Tom Mitchell, Wingard, Bruce, Gunston. I'm looking forward to seeing how they all react to all the headlines that a lot of them had not a lot to do with themselves, but they were certainly, their names were being mentioned about whether they were being shopped around or whether someone wanted to pay their wage or whatever it may be. I've got a feeling they're going to play with a bit of spite early, and they're all very good players. And that's why I think Hawthorn are not as far away from it as many people believe.
Yeah, well, they're all old, experienced players, aren't they, that you know, will be professional no matter what happens. And I was in a similar situation when my name got thrown up for Sean Burgoyne at the end of 2009. And let me tell you, Goss, I came back to pre-season training at the start of 2010 just with a little bit of added venom, added spice, just to not stick it up them, but just show them that, hey, you want to try and, you know, trade me away, give me away, I've still got plenty left to give. And I think a lot of those players will come back with the same mindset.
You didn't need any extra motivation to come back with any spice or stick it up. You, Brownie, I know how you operate. Hey, mate, looking forward to the racing. Caulfield Cup Day tomorrow, huge day in Sydney. Wherever you look tomorrow, it is going to be massive.
Yeah, it's so exciting for a horse-loving fan. We'll start with the Caulfield Cup, because I think even though it doesn't have the international flavour of previous years, and you know, we'd love when the Japanese used to come over and be successful, I think this is still a really deep Caulfield Cup. Obviously incentivised, got a picket fence next to its name, two Group 1s in a row, and it's flying. The barrier draws made it interesting. I still think that it is by far and away the best horse in the race, but having drawn 20, and we'll jump out of 18 after the emergencies don't get a run, if a couple of horses inside it just want to try and soften it up and keep it 2, 3, 4 wide for the first, you know, a couple of furlongs, that might just take a little bit of spice out of its legs late. You know, it's been able to really find something can kick late when challenged in the last couple of runs, especially that Turnbull. So that's going to be interesting. I've been following a horse called Young Vertha for a little while now, and it's just a progressive type that's just getting better and better and better. And I thought its Turnbull run was outstanding. Another, you know, 50-100 metres, it runs over the top of incentivised. Stepping up to the 2400 should absolutely suit. Daniel Moore's a jockey in form. It's drawn barrier 8, so it just gives him the opportunity to sort of sit wherever the horse wants to be. It'll sit just off midfield with a little bit of cover, you'd think. But look for it coming down the middle of the track, nice and hard late, and it's about $10. So if you don't like to take favourites in cups, that's pretty good value.
big day up there in Sydney too, weather permitting, hopefully. But I've got a feeling it's going to be a pretty soft going underfoot at Randwick. The Kosciuszko and the Everest, it's a huge day up there. What do you like, maybe in the Everest?
Yeah, it's going to be a great race, this, no matter what the conditions. And it's a heavy eight at the moment. The rain overnight in New South Wales was gobsmacking. The roof of buildings were falling in. I'm leaning towards Nature Strip. Now, I know the horse is an enigma and can produce devastating turns of foot and blow the rivals away. And you think, oh, my God, why wasn't I on it? And then there's other days that just finds trouble. And I think if it gets challenged, it doesn't have the biggest heart. But that Eduardo and Guitra are the three best horses that can handle heavy and soft going by a mile in this field. The mystique around the race is Clastique Legend has been kept fresh for this, which is interesting, as has Libertini. So there's different form lines, there's different preparations, but I've just got to go with Nature Strip because if this horse brings its best, it should win. It should beat this field and do it quite comfortably, but can mix its form up.
No doubt about that, and you might get each way odds, believe it or not, around the sort of $3.70, in excess of that, maybe $4 by the time they jump.
Yep.
But if you have a look at it, it doesn't often start anything sort of, well, very much about it, an even money type conveyance, Nature Strip. So I like Nature Strip. I like James McDonald. I like Waller. It's just going to be a huge day. It's Moe Cup Day today. Today you're going to be keeping an eye on Moe and then packing them tonight. Oh, we get the Daily Double today from Victorian Racing. I can't wait.
You're certainly doing one of my best of the days is in race three at Pakenham tonight. It's race three, number six, Dangers. I was driving in having a good chat to Shay Eden, who trains it, and it was an absolute certainty beat at Bairnsdale last start. So goes to the 1400 at Pakenham tonight and should be winning. It's around about $2.25, $2.30, so not massive odds. But I think that wins. And my best tomorrow is in the last race of the day at Caulfield, Malkovich. It's 4:20. Male is, it'll just... it'll just win and will start much, much shorter. So if you're listening, I would be taking the fixed price of $4.20 before he jumps at about $3 after Gostradamus gets his money on.
It's got very good trial form from a very smart stable and, of course, being ridden by a very good jockey in Damien Lane. Fantastic. Have you had a quick look at the Cox Plate? And obviously with the jockeys coming down, and we've seen, the good horse Zaki finally got beat, so that throws a bit of a cat amongst the pigeons. Just quickly, what are you looking forward to in the Cox Plate?
Yeah, well, Zaki's shown some vulnerability for the first time. I know that as soon as Animo won last Saturday, Godolphin and anyone related to James Cummings and the Godolphin team got on 1 minute after the race, and they took the $8, $9 on offer about Animo to win the Cox Plate. It's now second favourite at $4.40, so it's been absolutely hammered. And, if Zaki, we need to work out whether that was just an anomaly, or if there is some chinks in the armour, and if that is the case, then it's no moral. So maybe looking around it, Ola Very Elegant, it's one of my favourite horses of all time, but Animo and Very Elegant to beat the favourite Zaki.
Who are you on track with today, mate?
Cam Luke, and we'll be tearing it to shreds, hopefully. It's been a nice week for the SEN track team.
Has it ever been? Absolutely brilliant. Good work by you, mate. Have a great Caulfield Cup day, and we'll chat again soon.
Cheers. Enjoy the weekend.
Good on you. There's Campbell Brown for Hyundai High Performance Forklifts, the driver's choice. So visit your local independent dealer at Swift Equipment or Google Hyundai Forklifts. Don't forget, catch Brownie with Andrew Bensley, the big hoss man, on Winners tomorrow from 10 on 7.2 and SEN Track.